citizens should be concerned.
Once again, right off the bat, we go to Washington, D.C. Inside the Beltway, there's no one better than Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News to give us the skinny. If she could be a fly on the wall and just plant herself in the White House, I guarantee you she'd do it. But she'd probably be bored to death and would have fallen off that wall by now, like the rest of us. This keeps on dragging on. It's almost like watching paint dry, except for finally we're getting to more fireworks. I hate to say that, but it is. It's like the standoff at the OK Corral, isn't it, Victoria?
It is, and the president told congressional leaders today at the White House that, look, the framework for the deal has to be in place in the next 36 hours, or they're going to have to come back to the negotiating table this weekend and eat their peas.
Eat their peas, I like that.
Yeah.
So, and if not, I mean, just, or it's an or else I'm going to.
Well, I mean, if not, then they'll have to continue meeting next week, but it gets to be very, very tricky. I mean, at some point, they have to start looking at Mitch McConnell's alternate plan, which they were not discussing in the cordial talks today. That's sort of a backup plan, that a place where they don't want to go, where in the Senate, that's all they're talking about. Well, that's all some people are talking about. The five guys who used to be the Gang of Six are having their own talks. But the White House talks that were cordial, Obama said, look, everybody's got all the information they need. All the information's out there now. It's time to take it back to your caucuses and discuss it. And so the Republican caucus has a debt meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock without staff, in a Capitol basement room for at least an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
No staff.
It's going to be tough. It's a House Republican conference that's, you know, not only resistant to any increase in revenue, but many of them don't even believe the nation's going to default.
Wow. All right. And we know that heading into the weekend will get even more interesting. I keep using the same words, but I'm out of adjectives for it. You know, when we talk about this, the debt and how it will affect people in their own backyards. That's the phrase I use a lot on America Tonight. We keep seeing about this downgrading stuff. What's the S&P saying? They're saying that they see that there'd be a chance that the debt would be downgraded by how much?
S&P is now saying there's a 50% chance that it will downgrade the credit rating for U.S. debt in the next 90 days. It announced that today. They say that the ongoing political standoff over raising the debt limit has increased those odds. And they put it on a negative watch back in April, and they now are more negative. They said, quote, the political debate about the U.S. fiscal stance and the related issue of the U.S. government debt ceiling has, in our view, only become more entangled. Despite months of negotiations, the two sides remain at odds on fundamental fiscal policy issues. Consequently, we believe there is an increasing risk of a substantial policy stalemate enduring beyond any near-term agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
Wow. All right, let's change the subject for a second. The FBI and hacking, are they diving into this?
Yes, they are. The FBI in New York is diving in, opened a preliminary inquiry today into allegations that News Corporation journalists sought to gain access to the phone records of victims of the September the 11th attacks. This is in response to requests from members of Congress and to at least one news report.
Yeah, wow.
Very
all right.
Early stages, but it's the beginning.
Yeah, it is the beginning. It's what it's crescendoing off of what we were talking about, even with, of course, Rupert Murdoch and all of that started last week. And, you know, we'll see what ends up happening here. It's interesting times that we live in, no doubt. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. As we just left abruptly, Victoria, there, what we were talking about, I think the biggest thing to come out of all this debt nonsense has to be the ticking of the clock. Has to be. And that's why I asked her. Obama says to Congress, okay, time is up, dudes and dudettes. We got to come up with a solution here. There's got to be something. I mean, he was pretty blunt from what I understand, and it was pretty contentious. It has been, because every single day, you know, it's like going to the principal's office. You do it once, ha-ha. You have to do it 6, 5, 7, 8, whatever, days in a row, and this is what it's become. They're starting to be kind of schooled by the president, and actually both sides. And we just mentioned there the Standard & Poor's joining Moody's is the second ratings agency to say, look, you know, hey, you're going to lose that AAA debt rating, and you've got the creditor in China, Wall Street, J.P. Morgan, all saying the same thing, that you better come up with a deal here. And Obama is really sticking to that $4 trillion, saying he wants the largest deal possible. Of course, the largest deal possible. And not to be cynical, but we know that so much hinges on 2012 and what's happening there. So much so that Ron Paul, who's throwing all his chips in, because he says he's not going to be a congressman again from Texas, he's not going to run for that spot whatsoever. He's just sticking to the, okay, this is my presidential race. If it doesn't happen, that's, you know, that's the end of the line for me. He put out a commercial that says, do not raise the debt ceiling, that he is not for raising the debt ceiling. So there's no reason for Ron Paul, especially in the situation he's in at this point, and he's not the guy that hasn't done it anyway, to come at them, meaning the opposition, heavy and hard, and that's exactly what he's doing. And certainly he's not the only one. The Republicans that all are vying for the enviable, I guess, right to run against the current president of the United States, they're all coming up with their own versions of what they would or wouldn't do when it comes to the debt ceiling. Interesting thing, too, out of Gallup, and timely, I think, because of the everyday conversation about the debt. I mean, it is part of the vernacular now, crazily enough. So Gallup does the daily tracking. We know I love polls. We talk about the numbers all the time. Registered voters, now by a significant margin, say they are more likely to vote for the Republican Party's candidate for president rather than for President Barack Obama in 2012. 47% to 39%. 47, that's big numbers. Before, they've been kind of evenly divided. So this is a big test in the beginning for the people who are trying to get Obama reelected, meaning like David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, who left their White House posts to do what they did the last time around and think of clever ways and tactics and strategy and all that to pump up President Obama so that he slides into the second term and he's a two-termer guy. Gallup is a good source to look at, because I like the daily polling, so you can watch as the numbers kind of move around. And in this case, these are pretty surprising numbers, but this margin marks the first statistically significant lead among registered voters. So where does it stay? Where does it stand? That'll be the thing to track, absolutely. All right, let me set the menu for you. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we have odds and ends. Odds and ends includes two planes colliding in Boston, also Potter's demise, or at least the end of the Harry Potter series. Coming up next, though, remember guns and Mexico and the FBI and ATF? Oh, we're talking about that. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
How lucky can one guy be?
Perfect song for our next guest, because we've been talking about this a ton here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and it's that crazy Operation Fast and Furious. What happened as far as Eric Holder's role in that was at the Justice Department. You know, I mentioned the alphabet soup, ATF, the guys who carried it out. And, of course, gun store owners were actually instructed by the ATF to sell guns to the bad guys who would walk the guns into Mexico. Remember all the shock over that and the sad repercussions that now keep trickling in some of the stories? So, you know how I feel about the Second Amendment. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Alan Gottlieb. He's the Executive Vice President of the Second Amendment Foundation. And I can only imagine that Alan's hair is on fire, much like mine was when this story first broke. Alan, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to be with you.
Tell me your initial reaction when you heard about Operation Fast and Furious.
Well, actually, I had heard about it earlier on without knowing what the program really was doing back in 2009 when Eric Holder made a television speech that was videotaped in Mexico talking about it, but didn't really get into the details of it. When my hair started to burn was last December when we found out that one of these guns that I guess this project where they authorized the sale from the gun dealers and the guns were walked across the border. No one in Mexico was told about the guns were coming, and the drug cartel had their hands on them. And one of these guns came back across the border and killed Border Patrol agent Brian Terry.
Sure.
And that's when the cover on this got blown, and that's when some ATF agents then became their conscience got to them, and they became whistleblowers and released a lot of documents and things what this program was all about. Of course, since then, my hair's been burning even more because, you know, the cover-up has even been worse than what I'm calling a crime here. And, you know, again, like in Watergate, the cover-up was worse than the crime, but nobody died. And in this case, we have one dead Border Patrol agent. Now we have over a few hundred innocent Mexican civilians have been killed by drug cartel members with these guns, and a couple dozen U.S. citizens killed by these guns. And the government is still covering up and claiming that, you know, these things didn't sort of happen. And it's just obnoxious, and Congress has been holding hearings, as you know, and the government has withheld documents from them and withheld testimony, and it's still for all practical purposes stonewalling. And then this last week, they've now come out with a diversionary tactic and trying to put in an enforcement a new gun control law in the border states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, that anybody who buys a rifle, more than two of them in a week period from gun dealers in those states, they have to get separately reported to the ATF so they can keep a separate registrar of those people for who knows how long. They're saying they're only going to keep them for 2 years, but they have no authority to keep them more than 24 hours, let alone even have a registration list compiled from this under federal law to try and show that they're trying to keep rifles from crossing the border to Mexico when the government itself is who's putting them across the border.
Right, no kidding. And so when you talk about cover-ups, I agree with you, because now everybody's scrambling. I call it high-stakes game of CYA, no question about it. And with Fast and Furious, what a perfect thing to disguise ultimately what they want to see happen, and that's getting rid of all the guns. Because then you can say, well, look, see, this isn't good, and what about the people that come in, the so-called straw folks? This is the way you can catch them in the net, and that was the intention all along. So it's just a lot of, to me, it seems like they're putting up one big giant smoke screen, and really anything any of us can do to poke through that and scream that we need to get justice here, I think is so key. I don't understand why Eric Holder gets to wiggle out of this.
I don't either. And I really think the reason why they did all this was, if you remember going back like last year, both President Obama and Attorney General Holder both talked about 80-90% of the guns that they're using in crime in Mexico are traced back to the United States.
Yeah.
Well, we knew that was a bogus number because Mexico firstly only asked us to trace guns they think may have come from the United States. So all those Chinese guns without serial numbers that are circulating around Mexico, they don't bother to ask us to trace because they know they didn't come from here. And all those guns that come up from Mexico south of their border, from Latin American countries, they don't ask us to trace. And all those guns from the military that the deserters run off with and give to the drug cartel, they don't ask us to trace. And all those guns that come from the police department, corrupt police departments to the drug dealers in Mexico, they don't ask us to trace those either. So what happened here is this is, I think, the Fast and Furious, which is what it was called out of the Phoenix office. It's all part of something called Operation Gun Runner. Mm-hmm. But I think this whole program was then taken and used to get these guns across the border to Mexico. So when they got traced, they could say, see, our numbers are really justified. They're real. And now we need to crack down on gun dealers and gun shows and pass regulations against so-called assault weapons and pass all kinds of new gun control laws that the administration's been trying to push. It may sound cynical, but I don't think anybody can give any logical explanation why this program could have existed otherwise.
But in organizations like yours and, of course, the NRA and how big those numbers are there, and there are pockets of other organizations, I think that constant tug of war, and you know because you've been fighting that battle for a long time, in my mind you can never be vigilant enough because I think you have to protect those rights and not take those away. That's why I'm certainly for the Second Amendment. But do you feel like there's a real crack in the armor? Do you feel like there is a chance that they could get through and actually have more gun control laws on the book and see it go in a different direction, Alan?
Well, they'd love to try to do that. Right now, they're not going to get it through the House of Representatives in Congress. And the likelihood of the Senate is not great either. But it's how to get around Congress and how to do this. And this administration, you know, is far from transparent and loves getting around Congress. This new law that they're putting through that I just talked about the two rifles, if you buy them in a weekly period, you get yourself put onto this new list in four border states. That's blatantly illegal under current congressional law. But also, let's just think about it for a second. How can the United States have one law for four states and all the other states are under a different federal gun law? I mean, that's not equal protection under the law. It's never going to stand up in court. And here's the Attorney General who's supposed to protect people's rights and represent the country and protect our laws and our society. The first one's breaking it. And now they propose new laws that really are totally illegal. I mean, this is really kind of scary.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely. And we started off the conversation talking about the outrage over certainly what happened with Operation Fast and Furious and the fact that, you know, Holder now, it's all this finger pointing and let's let some dominoes fall, but not really the dominoes at the top who started the whole thing in the first place. And as you say, if you go back in the archives, there is tape of Holder connected to Mexico and sort of in a, I don't think he blatantly says it, but you can tell that what he's talking about is this program. So how can they act like they had no idea that this was happening?
Well, it's not just act like it. I mean, the videotape exists, so we know about it, and there's also a memorandum about this that Eric Holder signed back in 2009. Well, last month he was asked by Congressman Daniel Issa how long he's known about this. And he said, well, I can't give you the exact date. And so I said, well, just approximately. And he goes, oh, about 2 weeks. Well, let's be honest about it. 2009 was a lot further out than two weeks a month ago. And then on top of that, when Brian Terry was shot and killed by one of these guns and it made news and everybody knew about it back last December, tell me that since the Border Patrol agent is part of the Justice Department and the Attorney General runs the Justice Department and these guns came from a Justice Department program, I find it hard to believe that the first thing on top of his desk on his daily information packet wasn't information about that right on his desk the day that happened last December. So there's no way about this. Now, he's lied about this under his sworn testimony to Congress. And for that alone, man should be put in jail.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Alan, don't be a stranger to the show. We'd love to have you back on again. We thank you for popping on with us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, Alan Gottlieb, Executive VP of the Second Amendment Foundation. He's upset by what we've talked about on this show, what has happened with the Department of Justice and the fact that, as he mentioned, the videotape exists and they knew what was happening clearly with Operation Fast and Furious. They knew it was taking place. And you even had gun dealers who were reporting suspicious gun purchases, let's face it, to the ATF. And, you know, they didn't have to do that, but they were doing that. And still, the dealers were directed to sell them anyway. So they were told by the government to sell them. So I don't know how you can pin it back on the other guys. And how this ends up will be something to follow, because with the Justice Department and Holder squarely in the middle of this, the more that that's reported, the more that the scandal regarding, you know, who at the Justice Department knew, and yeah, sure, they're clamping down on gun dealers, wink, wink, that's not what was happening here with the guns that were walking into Mexico and then given to drug cartels, even though the store owners, rather, didn't want to see that happen. All right, coming up next, we're going to lighten the load. I'm going to introduce you to a woman who's trying to make a fortune off the hula hoop.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends tomorrow. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends tomorrow.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite segments that we do on this show, and we haven't done it in a couple of weeks, it's called It's Your Business. I love talking to entrepreneurs because I think across America, a lot of you guys listening, a lot of you women listening, have these ideas, but you just don't know how to get off the couch, or you think you can kind of do it, but could you really find money to do it? Do you need a lot of money? I mean, there's always a zillion questions and roadblocks and all that kind of stuff, but people are doing it, especially these days in this economy. This, it sounds strange to say it, but this is the time to start a business. This is the time to be an entrepreneur. Of course, that depends on if they destroy us in Washington next week, but okay. So for all you entrepreneurs, I am thrilled to pieces to introduce you to my friend, Robin Rapture. She's tremendous. She's like a ball of energy, I'm telling you. And she's networking to death at a great conference. It's called the eWomen Network 11th Annual Conference and Business Expo. And this thing's got, you know, Jack Canfield is here and Les Brown is here. And it's a who's who's of people who are doing it, people who are big names in the speaking industry, have their own companies, that kind of thing. And Robin started her own venture that I think a lot of you will find pretty cool. I'm just going to tell you, hula hoop. Good at the hula hoop? This is a cool thing, and it's called Hoopium. If you go to hoopium.com. But I'm stealing all her thunder. She's in our virtual green room right now, sipping on a latte or perhaps something very cold, I hope, because it's 105 degrees in Dallas. So, Robin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so, so much. It's fantastic to be on the show, for sure.
You know what? A lot of what happens to people, the crazy saying about you just have to be ready for opportunity when a door opens. And this is kind of one of those examples. Somebody just called you up out of the blue. I mean, you are a businesswoman, you are an entrepreneur, and you live in New Hampshire, but somebody called you up out of the blue and said, hey, I got a ticket to this thing. You need to go. Is that what happened?
Yeah, Kate, it was amazing how it happened. My entrepreneur girlfriend, who is an amazing person in her own right, got in contact with me, said, I have a free ticket to this conference. All you need to do is buy yourself a plane ticket and you can share a room with me. And you need to go because, Lisa Sasevich, who you didn't mention, which is great because I got to mention her, she gave the first, pre-conference to the whole conference. The thing really starts tomorrow on Saturday. It starts on Friday. Back up the steps. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting my days are all. But she said, you have to go see this woman because this woman will change your life. And I tell you what, I can't believe what happened today. I just feel like a complete transformation has happened. I've had amazing thoughts for Hoopium from the get-go, and she's kind of like the person who has brought it all in order. And this is, I still have two more days.
Right. So who knows what you'll learn after that. Yeah.
And then of course once I get home I'll have to go into the think tank for about a full week just to kind of process.
I love that. So let's talk about, so now you have these other opportunities, you're meeting all these people who are doing well and they're giving you roadmaps, and I think that's what you're going to learn throughout the week, and other people listening to us know that they've attended other conferences where something's changed their life. So that's a good thing. But what made you, Robin? I mean, you're a woman that has a lot of different talents. What made you decide to jump on with Hoopium? I mean, how did that whole thing start?
Really interesting that, because it was an evolution. Hula hooping started for me 4 years ago. It was completely random. I met a street performer who had probably 15 hula hoops on her arm. That's what I am today now, but then it was kind of like, wow, hula hooping, that looks like so much fun. And I mean, I couldn't hula hoop as a child. I was horrible at it, and I kind of gave up on it at a very early age and said, that's not for me. And then I saw this girl and the hula hoops were so big. They were bigger than I'd ever seen. And she said, well, that's because this is an adult size hula hoop. It's very different than what happened in the 50s, because when that first came out, they were modeling that after the Aborigines in Australia. It was actually the children were using twine that was all twined together into a man-made natural hula hoop. And these guys from WAMO, I think that's where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they saw this. They were on a vacation or something over there and said, let's bring it to the States. We're going to make this the biggest thing ever. And of course, it was. And it took, 50 years now almost 60 years to make a comeback. And this comeback is unbelievable. I kind of grabbed on to, and it's really just beginning, maybe like 8-10 years, but it's really gaining steam right now. And I said, I want to take this and bring it and put it in front of corporate America. That's really where I want to bring this into. Like, let's just say, some of the bigger name companies, and you and I know who we're talking about, but
sure,
I'm not saying them out loud. But I want to be able to go in and offer my service as, break out of your cubicle and, get your hoop on. And, just because we all need breaks during the day. How many times are you at work? You can even, of course, be at home, but it's a stress reliever. It's, you exert energy and it's fun. Oh, Kate, as soon as you put this thing on and you realize that you can do it, because these bigger hoops make it a lot easier, and with a little bit of instruction, you can just go for hours if you so choose, of course.
Wow. Well, and of course, the other benefit of that is, as you said, it's a break. It's something different. I would love to see – I'd like to see a bunch of guys in suits doing the hula hooping to break the ice.
I've got them. I've been to like the B&I kind of like situations and gotten in front of a couple groups back in New Hampshire, and you'd be surprised. A lot of guys are really digging this. I have I just sold a couple of hoops to a DJ, and he was all proud. He was putting them on and just hooping in front of me, and and I was taking pictures of him. It was just, it's funny. It's great. I love to see the guys get into it, because it's something. It's an aspect that maybe they didn't know that they could rock,
Right, exactly. We're speaking with Robin Rapture, founder and chief hooper of Hoopium.com. Now, you said you're catching the wave at the right time, which often happens in businesses. They're around and they get a little bit of groundswell, but boom, all of a sudden things start to click. So there's other people who are involved in this and who are running classes, I imagine, right around the country?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I just came back from a fantastic weekend. It was called Hoop Fest New England, and it was the first one. A great lady up in Maine put it together, Maria Randolph, and she's unbelievable. It was a whole weekend, like a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, and there are hoopers all around, you know, the world even, that are out there teaching other hoopers. Now, that's one aspect of the whole hooping community. And sure. I haven't seen other hoopers kind of reach out kind of like to where I'm trying to go. I think I'm taking a step in another direction, which I believe after attending this workshop and this weekend that my mission will be to not only bring it to corporate America, but also to bring the opportunity to hoopers and how to monetize their skill.
Sure. So they could start classes, they could have sales, they could do all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, another interesting thing I just thought of too, and I think people around the country listening to the two of us talk right now could appreciate this, with schools and how much they're cutting out PE and everything else. If you had a corporate sponsor, what a great thing to take to the classrooms, maybe even middle schools, elementary, I don't know, what all different levels actually. But that would be great because you could have a hoop break. I mean, they could, because they're cutting out so much of PE, if somebody paid for the hoops, et cetera, that could be a way to bring a little exercise to the problem that we're seeing in the schools. What do you think of that?
I love that idea, and you know, actually, that kind of keys into something that I've kind of got, you know, at the homebrew back in New Hampshire. I have some connections up in Concord, and you know, in the state house and that sort of thing. And it might be a little premature to kind of give this away, but I am talking with the state to, you know, or making plans maybe to bring this to children and the schools, and you know, and I haven't kind of figured out how that integration is going to happen. I also have some hoop friends that are already doing things in schools, so it, you know, it definitely has a lot of potential. And of course, sponsorship is huge. You know, we can't do anything, you know, without that kind of support. So of course, any of the listeners that are, you know, that might know, like, oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Sure.
Hoopium would be extremely open to, you know, helping to facilitate that sort of action.
Yeah, and you can check it out at hoopium.com. Great way to burn some calories, too, eh?
Did you know that actually I've read there's a couple of really exciting things that have to do with health? Because when I first got into it, I said, this is so much fun, and then I realized how aerobic it really is. I looked it up, and there are so many sources online, but the kind of general consensus through the forums and the different doctor sites and that sort of thing that keeps coming around, I keep seeing over and over, it's between 300 and 600 calories per hour, which is almost is the equivalent of running. And you know, this is, it's really an effective cardiovascular exercise core because you're mostly doing, you know, waist hooping. But there's so many other things that I teach in my classes, like off the body hooping with
right.
your arms. You can go over your head. You can bring it around your body. And I have a lot of people that have injuries, you know, that approach me and say, you know, I really can't do that because, you know, I've got this, you know, back, this other kind of thing. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to do just one thing with the hoop. The hoop could actually, you know, it's the whole body. There are lots
sure.
of things that you can learn how to use it for. So, health-wise,
yeah.
it's fantastic.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, check it out. Good luck to you, Robin Rapture. You know, we're big fans of yours here, so we hope you take the hoops everywhere. Hoopium.com.
Yeah.
Check it out. It is your business, baby. Hey, thanks so much, Robin.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Bring this full circle as we head for the exits of this hour of America tonight. Settle in. Don't jump up just yet. Not like when you're on an airplane. You know, when you're on an airplane, I always think, what is the rush? I get it when somebody has to connect, but a lot of times you're on those flights where there are no connections or very little connections, and you practically get trampled to death trying to get off of the flight. Even if it's your normal row to go, there's always some people pushing right up the gut. And if you have to dig deep because somebody pushed your bag further down the bin, good luck. You better have stretchy arms because you might lose your arm trying to reach in, grab your stuff, and run down the aisle and head for the exits off the airplane. Speaking of airplanes and topping odds and ends, two Delta Airline planes collided actually on a runway at Boston at Logan International Airport. They said there was minor damage. When I first heard that, I thought, wow, I've seen this play out once in LA and people were killed because there was an explosion and the two jets clipped each other. So the Delta and the Boeing 767 that was going to Amsterdam, they were being taxied on the runway. And this is what happened there. The wing clipped the tail of the Delta. So the Boeing jet clipped the Delta jet. And that was a much smaller plane that was going to Raleigh-Durham. So there was, of course, one passenger who complained of a neck injury. I mean, I'm laughing because I'm thinking, oh, well, my neck. But you had a lot of people on these flights. One had 204, then plus the crew. The other had 74. Do the math. That could have been disastrous. And at least the 767 was able to get back to the terminal, and they were able to get the passengers off the smaller plane and bus them back, too, as well. But that's scary. Woo! Yeah, so somebody, I'm sure, probably who had the view of that, was looking out the window and watched it. It was as the wing clipped. And that's scary. Another one of these crazy runway things. So, the air traffic controllers, what do they step aside for a second? I'm going to go catch a cigarette. Got me covered there? I don't know. How does that happen? I get, you know, when you're talking about pushing tin and you have a lot of flights coming in, of course, if you've ever been in an air traffic control tower, it is stressful, I think. But when they're on the ground, same thing of planes backed up and taking off and all that. But I'm always surprised when that happens, because you had one that was taxiing there. They were taxiing. And how do they not know that? How do they not see that? Especially the one big bird and then the one much smaller plane. So luckily, near tragedy was averted. Otherwise, I'd be getting on the air. I'd be jumping on these airwaves and saying some crazy number of people had been hurt or, God forbid, killed in that one. Reasons why you never put your head down until you're up in the air. So you can be alert at all times, looking at the windows. Look out the windows so you know where you are and you can get your bearings straight. Speaking of getting your bearings straight, Chuck Schumer had to throw in his two cents as far as the debt's concerned and all the talks, because now we're heading into day six of conversation with the Republicans and the Democrats and the Prez in the middle at the White House. Schumer didn't mince any words.
They are claiming the waters are all clear ahead while steering the ship towards an iceberg. So House Republicans need to wake up to the reality and smell the coffee. Taking these negotiations past the deadline is not an option.
Yeah, it's not an option, but what's the alternative if they can't come up with some sort of a solution? And here's the thing, at this point you have so many people that are so freaking upset about this, and now you throw in the Social Security checks, and you throw in the military checks, and the threats of what could happen, because you have people that need that money, that they might not get it, and throw them to the sharks. I just, on the one hand, with the president saying that, I think he feels confident that they're going to get some kind of a deal. But if you talk to any of the Republicans, they seem as though they've dug their heels in. Ron Paul, for goodness sake, just flat out said, since he's only running for president and he's dumping out of any kind of congressional race at this point, he's been, you know, a member of Congress, it seems like, forever. So he used his first campaign ad on the tube to promote his opposition to the federal debt limit. I mean, he's been a guy who's always been opposed to that. He goes after the Federal Reserve, as you know, each and every chance that he can get. He thinks they're a bunch of pirates, basically. But in the ad that came out on Thursday and will run and is running in primary states, he criticizes both the Republicans and the Democrats for trying to come up with deals in the past and today, and says Congress shouldn't compromise this time. They just can't do it. And he's always voted, and it's true. I checked his voting record. He's always voted against raising the federal limit on borrowing because he sees what happens. I described it as a teenager getting a credit card and having no limit. Oh, just go to the mall. And imagine what they could come back with. So now all these compromises have led to this $14 trillion plus. But the president says, not passed by the second. We could default on the loans. We could have a financial crisis. Paul says that conclusion is not right. That's not right. And there's going to be spending cuts, and that's the way, you know, it has to be. And I believe there will be spending cuts, but the problem is they're not going to be deep enough. Ultimately, it's not going to be deep enough. So I can't wait to see these ads. They're spending about $100,000 in all the states that they're going to run. Mm. And so here he is for a second time looking for that Republican nomination. Remember, people forget this. He ran for president as a Libertarian in 88. And always, 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 Ron Paul has stood for reducing the federal budget, and the national debt is his key issue. I mean, the guy's been screaming about this for a very long time. Reduce the power, reduce all of that scope of what the federal government can do, and increase states' rights and get rid of the IRS. Mm. See, some of what Paul says makes sense. I mean, right on, he's right. A lot of what he says, he reminds me a lot of Ross Perot, in the sense that Ross Perot really nailed some things on the economy. And if you could take some of the Ross Perot-isms, mix them in with Ron Paul, and really, really make him appealing to the American people, he'd be the perfect candidate. The problem is some of the other things that Paul touts, and also the fact that where he is party-wise makes him unelectable from the party. I don't know that he's going to get the backing. Of course, if he got the backing from the people and the Republicans saw it and it was like a snowball and it kept getting bigger and bigger, maybe that all bets would be off the table then. And I could be wrong on that. I like Ron Paul. I like a lot of what he has to say. I'll be very curious to see if his son ends up being just like, you know, his father. Comes in with the issues, gets elected, stays by it. Here's what I stand for. This is what I believe, and this is what I'm going to go after. All right, speaking of going after, this might be the blunder of the week and a perfect way to bow out of this hour of America Tonight. Check this out. Picture yourself as Donald Rumsfeld. You assume everybody knows who you are. My goodness, you've been on TV a zillion times. You're a former defense secretary. He went through airport security and had to be patted up and down because he set off the metal detectors with two titanium hips. And he's got a shoulder that's got some titanium in it, too. That happened this afternoon. It happened at Chicago O'Hare Airport. He was good-natured about it and went through and passed through and did what he was, you know, supposed to do according to the TSA, where they asked him to go back and come back again. But I guarantee they didn't know who they were frisking. He was coming back from the funeral of Betty Ford. I think that counts as a blunder. TSA, man. Disband those idiots.